Well, we're starting off another weekend, and weekends are, as you guys know, my favorite. I'm RJ Angira. Welcome to the Red Adda Show. Super Hits 93.5 Red FM Pay. It's a brand new segment that we're on and about. It's called Angira's Bathroom.
Angira's Bathroom.
Well, for those of you who are not able to really put out the meaning of the bathroom, well, it's more like a chat show. Bathroom, quirky, we're really smart like that. First of all, I have a very, very special guest in my studio who is an invite-only guest because this is an exclusive show. And for all you people who are weak-hearted, don't believe in opinions, well, I will tell you otherwise for this show. Well, joining me today in my studio is an Indian singer. He is very, very prevalent in terms of his field. He is very versatile. Ajay Warrior. Hello.
Hi, Angira. How are you?
I'm great. What's up with you?
All good. Hi, Bangalore.
How's it going?
Good, going with God's ways, yeah.
All right. I'm going to start off with a couple of questions. I'm a very curious person. You should know this before.
Oh, gosh, you're threatening me now.
No, don't say this on record. The first thing that I want to ask you, which is on top of my mind, the pandemic. We're in the midst of a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Everybody's had their own stories of what they've, you know, gone through and their experiences and how they found themselves and all of that. Yeah. Tell us what you experienced during the pandemic.
Well, to be frank, I used to be a free bird otherwise. Travel okay. A lot, and so during the pandemic time, yes, the first 2.5 to 3 months, it was like within four walls with the family. So, so you got it.
I see that smile. I know what that means.
Yeah. So, cousin, you know, but then, yes, I had wonderful time with my family. I used to never get to spend time with them.
That's right.
Yeah. So, with my wife, daughter, my mother, my in-laws too. Yeah, because I was stuck in Kerala, and that's how I started the beautiful corona period, pandemic period. Yeah, slowly work started picking up and back to kind of routine now. Yeah,
back to the new normal, as
yes,
they call
exactly,
it
with recordings and the virtual shows.
Kannada, Malayalam, Tamil, Tulu, Telugu, Hindi, Marathi, Lambani, Konkani, Sanskrit, Bengali, Arabic. Is there any language that you don't know?
Lots. I've recorded in most of these languages. What I do is get to know it is an unknown language. I just Google or go to YouTube and listen to just to get the accent or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Just to get that mode, you know?
You did know that in Bangla, because I'm Bengali, in Bangla, it's not Ajay, it's Ojoy.
Ojoy,
so you know that, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's Ojoy Warrior, huh?
Warrior,
yeah. Yeah. So I've got quite a few Bengali friends and one of the popular singers in Bangalore too, and I keep pulling their legs, saying that you just have to have a Rosgola in your mouth and then talk.
No,
any
no,
language
please.
That's allowed to sound like
that's
Bengali.
That's a myth.
Okay. This is a song which actually gave me a super break in the Kannada playback industry, because of course I've recorded a lot of songs before that, but then I was branded like either devotion singer or pathetic singer because I used to get a lot of pathos songs otherwise. So this is a, you know, a peppy kind of number.
Nettage nidde illa ಹೊಟ್ಟಿಗೆ ಹಸಿವೆ ಇಲ್ಲ ಗಂಟೆಯ ಲೆಕ್ಕ ಇಲ್ಲ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿಗೆ ಹೋಗ್ತಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಜುಮ್ ಜುಮ್ ಮಾಯ ಜುಮ್ ಜುಮ್ ಮಾಯ ಪ್ರಾಯ ಬಂದ್ರೆ ಹೃದಯ ಗಾಯ ಜುಮ್ ಜುಮ್ ಮಾಯ ಜುಮ್ ಜುಮ್ ಮಾಯ ಪ್ರಾಯ ಬಂದ್ರೆ ಹೃದಯ ಗಾಯ I can see nothing, nothing. I can hear nothing, nothing. I can feel nothing, nothing. I can go nowhere, nowhere. Jum jum maya, jum jum maya. Praya bandre, hridaya gaya.
Since this segment is called Angira's Bathroom, imagine you came into my bathroom, like for real. What is the first thing that Ajay Warrior would notice in Angira's bathroom?
First thing I would look for is, which is a body wash that you use.
Mm-hmm.
Is it with scrub or not? You know? It's typical. It's typical now. You know, let's get into
with
the bathroom.
Scrub. Okay. Oh my God. This is hilarious. I've never had an answer like that. Most people are like, you know, candles and like reverb and
give
all
me
that.
A break. I do use candles and all that just for dinner and, you know, for do my dates. Yeah. Not in a bathroom though.
Right. Of course. Ajay, we're going to step into a bunch of songs for the audience. But before that, I'd really like to dedicate a couple of lines.
And dedicating this to my, wonderful guru, beautiful singer, amazing person, SPB sir, whom we lost recently. I don't want to use this word lost. You know, he's still around us. So, SPB sir, love you. This is for you.
Neera bittu nelada mele doni sagadu. Nelava bittu neera mele bandi hogadu. Nimma bittu nanna, nanna bittu nimma jeevana sagadu. ಜೀವನ ಸಾಗದು ನೀರ ಬಿಟ್ಟು ನೆಲದ ಮೇಲೆ ದೋಣಿ ಸಾಗದು
ಅಜಯ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶೋ ಓಕೆ ವಿ ಸ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಬೋತ್ ವೇಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವಿ ಮೇಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಕಂಫರ್ಟಬಲ್ ಓಕೆ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಯು ಸಮ್ ವಿಯರ್ಡ್
ಐ ನ್ಯೂ ದಿಸ್ ಯೆಸ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ವೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್
ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಯು ಸಮ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ ಆರ್ ಯು ರೆಡಿ
ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್
ಬಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಅಹೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಯು
ಓಕೆ
Okay, because the show is called Angira's Bathroom, a lot of people usually have this habit of going into the bathroom with a newspaper or a book or whatever, but yeah. Usually a newspaper, which is the one section that you connect with. For instance, you have this whole love jihad that's going on, okay. Then you have violence against women, and you also have this whole caste system that's going on in India. So which is the one section that would have Ajay Warrior's attention?
None of these, actually.
None of these.
The first one I would go for was, I'll go with the supplementary, the pastry, and first thing I would look for is my day's horoscope, what it says.
Horoscope, that's my favorite horoscope.
Yeah, so that's the first thing I would go and see.
Absolutely.
Then if it is bad, then I would stop it in between.
Correct.
Okay, if it's good, to my favor.
Huh.
And then I'll go to the main page. I'll just see what the, whatever the main things happening around the country, though I would have known it already through some other source. And page 3, of course, I'm kind of addicted. Yeah, page 3 is my page. Yeah.
You're one of the who's who of the city?
Yeah, exactly.
So you like going out, you like socializing, is that?
I do. I'm not a party kind of person, but then, yes, I have a lot of friends and socializing, yes, I do, yes.
Okay, and when you go out, I've seen a lot of places in Bangalore, they play Bollywood music, and so do we. Mm-hmm. So is there any Bollywood song that's currently running in your head?
Main jahan rahun, main kahin bhi hoon, teri yaad साथ है किसी से कहूं के नहीं कहूं ये जो दिल की बात है कहने को साथ अपने एक दुनिया चलती है पर चुपके इस दिल में तन्हाई पलती है बस याद साथ है तेरी याद साथ है तेरी याद साथ
But thank you so much. That was really nice. Since we are in the Bollywood zone, what is the one nonsensical Bollywood song that you listened to recently and you're like, what is going on in our country? Like, what is this song? Have you? I'm sure you've come on. There are plenty of them. Huh?
There are plenty of them. Sure. It's a nonsense kind of... That's not the word I want to use. But then, yeah, how would I even sing this song that I've thought yesterday? When I was listening to Ek Chatur Nar, I was listening to...
You think that's a nonsensical song?
It's not. I don't want to use that word. That's what I said. How am I going to sing?
You don't have to sing it.
So if I sing the song, Ek Chatur Nar, people might say, what nonsense is he trying to sing?
Why would
it wouldn't sound
that?
Like the original or even close to it.
No, but yeah. Okay, fine.
Even I can be clever.
I know, diplomatically. All right. Since you're not going to answer that, but I'm going to ask you another question. Okay, as controversial as the first one, there is a particular Bollywood singer that you follow and you really think that this person should have an alternate career.
Okay, you know what? I just mentioned about the song Ek Chatur Nar. And again, this person I'm going to talk about is, related to the person in this movie. Okay, any guess?
Mahmood Saab. Okay, so you think Mahmood Saab needed an alternate career?
No, I'm talking about singing.
Ah.
You asked me about singer.
Okay, I got the hint.
Okay. But I love his voice though, but...
Okay, very smartly done. Okay, since we're going to close off the whole Bollywood part, which we've been talking about, there's a new hashtag that's been trending for the last couple of months, which is your nepotism. So, do you think nepotism exists somewhere in the Kannada industry?
I have an experience though, frankly speaking. And whatever little bit odd experience that I've gone through in the initial stage, where I would go back home and sit and cry and saying, you know, my song was not retained or I was not let to sing during that audio release or whatever. If that is called nepotism, then yes. But otherwise, for whatever is going on now, that is nothing. So I don't think nepotism exists in Canada, at least. I don't know.
So there is opportunity and space for new people to come in, new talent.
Definitely, yes. You can see a lot though. I think we started the show dedicating a song to SPV sir. And this is yet again my favorite number. When it comes to one of the Bollywood numbers, there's one thing. Even SPV sir, his voice suited Salman ji or
I think
Sanjay
right,
ji.
Yeah,
yeah, Kamala Hassan ji and everyone. So,
pehla pehla pyar hai, pehli pehli baar hai, pehla pehla pyar hai, pehli pehli baar hai. जान के तू अनजाना ऐसा मेरा यार है हो हो पहला पहला प्यार है पहली पहली बार है.
Okay, I really wanted to know what the indie scene is like, you know, in Bangalore.
Actually, thanks to Corona, this is happening now. It's happening now. I should say this. Lot of you know, good singers or even otherwise, they all come out now, and I can see a lot of amazing talents. Yes.
Well, new faces, of course, yes. And with the time that everybody's gotten to
exactly.
work on their
a lot
music.
Of time too.
Absolutely, because normally we're all in a rush to just finish our projects and
exactly.
then get back home. So,
exactly.
Okay, that's done. We are on the next segment. It's called the FFF. I don't know what you're thinking. I'm talking about the fastest finger first. Are you? Okay, I'm going to ask you questions and you've like really...
Be faster.
Yes.
I can do pass also, no? Pass. any other instrument here? Okay.
Your favorite most recent Bollywood artist and their song?
Actually, Arijit Singh.
Everybody says Arijit Singh. Why does nobody listen to the other singers? There's so many hardworking artists.
There was a sudden change of texture or style in singing.
Right.
Yeah, so... I think I should say Arijit Singh.
So, is there any song that you would like to sing?
Kyunki tum hi ho, ab tum hi ho, ke zindagi ab tum hi ho, chain bhi, mera dard bhi, meri aashiqui ab tum hi ho, हम तेरे बिना अब रह नहीं सकते तेरे बिना क्या वजूद मेरा.
Well, moving on to the next question that I have for you, which is, what is the color of money?
Color of money? Whoa. Black.
Black. But there's no black money. Oh.
Ah, you got it. Anyway, not that I have black money though. Yeah.
I like that part. Okay. If you were shipwrecked on a deserted island and you got your normal human needs, which is your food, water, what are the two things that Ajay Warrior would like to take with him there?
Maybe a camel.
Okay.
And
very
course,
smart. I like your choice of animal.
Yeah. And of course, you said there's water, food and everything, right? So maybe my tampura then. As well as my mobile phone. So
you can't take three. You have only two choices.
That's what my tampura is. My mobile in my you know cell. So
okay, so the app.
Yeah,
and
I can.
Stuff.
Yeah. So
and how do you plan to charge your cell in the sea?
You said you give me all those whatever
only
daily
food and water.
Things,
I said yeah, daily is okay, not
I'll
charging.
I'll have my water backup, the power bank or whatever.
Okay. All right. So if Ajay Warrior had to choose between two superpowers, between being invisible or flying, what would he choose?
Well, being invisible. Seriously, yes.
I have a doubt. Isn't being invisible creepy?
No, not at all.
Because you just land up. Like you just land up.
Creepy for whom?
For the other person.
Exactly. I'm not bothered.
Oh, okay. I'll just
why should it. I be bothered? As long as I get to meet whatever I aim at.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a target achieved, yeah.
All right, so that was my fastest finger first. Before we end, I want to quickly ask you, what is your least favorite thing about humanity?
Oh, gosh. A very tricky question. I mean, a very confusing question. Oh, God. Angira's bathroom, a break.
You can't do that. I'm only allowed to give breaks. What is this break?
Well, you need the right answer.
Yeah, I'll take Ajay's answer.
For this present scenario, whatever, I still see people spitting on the road. You know, and knowing all this seriousness about this pandemic that is happening, and I really get loose there. I bring down my glasses when I'm driving. I yell at them. This is one thing I've been noticing, at least when I drive around. People still spit on the road, and which is very bad. When otherwise, keeping pandemic aside, even otherwise, it's
generally,
not a good habit. Yeah, generally also, it's not a good habit. So please, it's a request.
Okay. So Ajay, we all know that you've accompanied and recorded with the stalwarts of the industry. We have SPB sir, who you've worked with, PB Srinivas sir, you have Shri Hariharan, Vani Jairam, so many people. Yeah. What is your take? Like, what is your take on your experience collectively with these people?
Oh, it's like a wealth well stored. Lots to learn from them. You know, for example, talking about SPB sir, when being a good human is so important. Just
true.
Not you're a good singer and you become a celebrity and you make money or whatever, fame or whatever, that's not done.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, you got to be a good human being. And I keep sharing my experience with the next generation too. If there is anything good that they could take and adopt it, nothing like it. Yeah, why not?
Tell me something that nobody knows about Ajay Warrior.
Yeah, when it comes to belief or whatever, yes, the turning point was Sai Baba. So I'm not bringing any religious thing here. But then again,
of course.
Yeah, maybe I would have been behind bars in Kuwait because I lost my passport. Someone took my passport, promising me to renew the visa or whatever. And I have 8 more days and I had to, otherwise I have to exit the country or I'm behind bars. And
right.
They can't deport me because my passport is not there. All these confusions, whatever. I started reading this book called Sai Satcharita. And I could see miracles happening. You know, the person who was absconding with my passport, my money, everything, he came back on the 8th day. The day I finished reading the Satcharita.
It's a 7-day thing.
7 days I finished. The 8th day he was there. Of cutting a sorry face and giving back my passport. And I could travel back safely. From then I've been a staunch follower of Sai Baba. That's one thing. And a lot of positivities in that mark. Yeah, there's one thing I've not mentioned anywhere. Yeah, since you asked me, otherwise I've spoken a lot about myself, about all my experience and my journey. Yeah, and this is one thing.
So we'll be a keeper of that. Thank you so much, Ajay. Well, as they say, at any moment your life can change. I have been with Ajay Warrior. I had a wonderful time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you guys want to check this video out, it's out today and a repeat tomorrow between 4 and 5. This is Angira's Bathroom on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Thank you so much, Ajay, for coming in and joining us. I had a wonderful time.
Thank you so
you guys
much,
take you care and bajate raho.